LZI, N4ZLK. 4LZI, N4ZLK.
N0TR, mobile.
0TR, N4ZLK. How are you guys today?
In a lot of pain, but just got a few more days to wait before they alleviate that, I hope. either like it or lump it, I guess. But we're doing fine. Bernice and I just stopped here at 85 and 14 and got a hot dog. We've been down to Amy's house, our daughter, and looking at pictures of their Caribbean trip to St. Martin. And she had some underwater pictures and pictures of the island. And we just took them down some eggs, and it's been a real enjoyable day.
I'm sure that was good to see those pictures and then spend time with your daughter. Hello, Bernice. I just ran up to the dump, but on the way, I'm right near Table Rock Mountain, Table Rock State Park, and they got a fire up there. Started last night, and they were dumping. I was watching planes dumping water on it this morning, and then the wind picked up, and now it's spread. It's really spread. It's on a it's on the stool now, the smaller mountain beside the rock, and it's spreading to the southwest. The wind's really pushing it.
I think I can see the smoke from here.
We just passed under the landing strip here at GSP on Highway 14. Shane, you know where that's at, right there by 85.
Yeah, if you get a view of the mountains at all, you should see the smoke, because it wasn't a lot this morning, but, man, it's really putting out a lot of smoke now, and it's really spread. And you should see those flames coming down the sides of the mountains.
Actually see the smoke now, too. Ooh, there is lots of it. Well, I always wanted to see one of those tankers dropping. I never have, Shane. That's cool. We've seen the largest chopper in the world quite a few years ago. They had that center line out of the belly, you know. It kind of goes up like an H up at Oshkosh. And that is a big helicopter, and it's orange. I guess so they'll get seen good.
Worked for a fire company, a helicopter company that flew around the world and would treat fires, and he was a mechanic for them for a while, and they had one of those. They're flying two small aircraft, a little tractor. I'll send you a video. I took some video of it. It looks like the amount of water they're putting out is hardly doing anything, but, you know, it's at a distance as well. But they're two little small one-seater aircraft that are going down to Jocassee and scooping up water and dropping on it. And they had a helicopter this morning that was helping out, but they quit for a while. I think the wind picked up so bad they couldn't do it. And that's when it started spreading even more.
A lot of updrafts around those things, I'm sure. It'd be a bumpy ride. And Bernice coughing over here, excuse us. But I met a guy that... one time we was in Hawaii, and we was going to have one fancy meal, and we went into this beautiful restaurant that had an aquarium around it, and they had, you know, those big flat fish with the stingers on them, and stingrays, I guess, and sharks, you name it, they had it in there. And I got to talking with the guy sitting over at the bar, and he was very nice, and come find out he was a helicopter pilot. I don't know if I ever told you or not, but I had never met him before, of course, and he drove a dust off, you know, helicopter flew it in Vietnam. Now, I forget how many people, I asked him, I said, how many did you evacuate over there? Well, I think he'd been shot down three or four times, and it was over 100, I remember that. But anyways, when we got ready to leave, Shane, the waiter said, no, your meal's paid for. And it was like 80 bucks back then, and... come to find out, he owned the helicopter company there in Hawaii. that flew over the volcanoes. And we rode in those, actually, and flew over the volcanoes. But I'll never forget that guy as long as I live. And I asked him, I seen him a little later on. I said, well, why did you do that? He even paid the tip. And he got up close and stuck his finger at my nose, and he says, because I can.
Corey, I know you appreciated that. I tell you what, a helicopter is a... Anybody can fly one of those. They got to be able to multitask very well. Looks like it'd be a lot of work. Anyway, Tom, I'm pulling in the driveway. I just took a break. I told Beth I was going to run up and check it again, make sure it wasn't coming our way, because we couldn't see any smoke this morning, but we could really see it now. But it's blowing south of us, I think, the direction the wind's blowing. And we got a long way to go before, if it spreads that bad, it's going to affect a lot of people before it gets to us. So anyway, I'll talk to you later. You and Miss Bernice have a good safe trip and a good evening. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane, great to hear you. I'm alongside a Tesla here. I think that's a fire hazard, too. Don't get away from him. Unfortunately, that's sad. But anyways, you take care. I hope that fire doesn't come your way at all. N4ZLK, N0TR, 73.